following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for being a part of the program. Straight from Studio A and places, I don't know, all over the world. Yeah, you know me, just traveling all over the place. This time out, I'm bringing in some more sound on something that's going to be kind of fun. We'll get to a little bit later on. I watch with great amusement how how different news sources, you know, those that, you know, publish the news, i.e. newspapers, television news outlets, cable news, you know, all that fun stuff that's out there. I watch with amusement how they will often ignore their own mistakes. Case in point, Memphis, Tennessee has a couple of newspapers here. One of them is actually in print. There's another one that's in print too, the Memphis Flyer, which is not technically, I guess it sort of is a newspaper. It's a weekly thing that comes out, and it's more entertainment based, but there's usually some good stuff in there, and it's an interesting look at the way the city does things, and it's what they call an alternative newspaper. There's another one here called the Daily Memphian, which is strictly online. That happened when the Commercial Appeal, who's the original mainstay paper, let go of a bunch of people, shut down their printing services, moved their entire operation to another city. Oh my God. And it's a joke. It really is. It's a complete joke. Case in point, the other day, in the sports section, a reference to a particular basketball game to be played. However, the game had already been played, and the piece was meant to run, I guess, the day before, and they ran it the day of. The game had already been played. There had already been an outcome. There was speculation within the story of what was going to go on and all this other stuff, and you just shake your head. You look at this and you wonder, you know, I wonder how it got to be like this, how it got so bad. Well, you know, you can point your finger at the internet because that's kind of what it is. You know, the internet was really at fault for a bunch of things. But in this particular case, it just goes to show that those in the news business never really did anything to adapt, never really did anything to change the way that they operate. They just kept looking at the bottom line and figured, well, we'll just keep consolidating and consolidating, you know, until the snake eats its tail. And that's kind of what has happened. Meanwhile, those that were that had been let go, that were working for the service of these newspapers and these news outlets, they banded together and they put something together that was that is available strictly online. Hello, that's an interesting concept. Imagine that. In all honesty, though, the Daily Memphian is a pretty cool product, and you can find it online. Just search Daily Memphian, and I think it's like $7 a month or something like that to subscribe to it. Although, as much as I like the outlet, I do have an issue with something. This is just me personally. Either have subscription fees or advertisement. Don't do both. It's something about that just, I don't know. Why am I paying money to be served ads? I don't quite get that. I mean, I know, you know, cable television does the same thing. Because, well, you know, they justify it by saying, well, we're providing you with this content, and in exchange for your monthly subscription, we're going to serve you all this other stuff, and then they have the right to sell the ads. But when you're talking about one particular channel or outlet that you're paying money to access, and there's only like really one thing on there, and then they're going to serve you ads on top of it. It just seems a bit cheeky. That's just me. You know, that's the way I feel about it. You know, Radio Memphis could easily go to a subscription model. We chose not to for obvious reasons. We're an advertisement model only. It's a harder road, I can tell you that. But we just didn't feel like it was like, you know, why are we paying? Why are we charging somebody X number of dollars a month to access something that we're just going to hit them with a commercial with? People's tolerances for advertisement are at a peak, because look at YouTube these days. Have you noticed they're running now? You know how they'll often run like a 5-second ad in front of your video. Now they're running two of them back to back, and then they stick one at the very end, which I guess is fine. I was looking at something. It was like a little mini documentary or something. It was like 9 minutes long. It had like 7 commercials in the middle of it. It's like, come on, man. And one of them One of them I got served was some audio production, video production studio, the Sling Studio, I think is what it was. And the copy was delivering audio and video at the same time. It just seems like an impossible thing. And I'm sitting going, how stupid do you think we all are? And speaking of stupid, coming up, we're going to get into it. We're going to go balls deep into the stupid, my friends. Maybe not quite that way. But yeah, a very interesting thing has happened regarding an individual who is who has been known to be a very good friend of the President of the United States. His news service has been trusted by the President of the United States. He has become, of late, completely unraveled and unhinged. His stuff has been dropped by YouTube, Spotify, Twitter, Facebook, all of this, because he's gone completely unraveled. He's been sued, and he's in the midst of a lawsuit, and his, and not his attorneys, but the attorneys that are the people that are suing him have released his deposition. Why, you ask? We'll get into it. I'm talking about Alex Jones and InfoWars. You're going to hear him on this program, and the stuff that comes out of his face in the midst of what he's trying to defend is mind-blowing. And it's next right here from Radioland.
Get on the Memphis Brew Bus. Every Saturday at 2 p.m., we'll take a 3.5-hour adventure through the Memphis craft brewery scene. The Memphis Brew Bus stops at 3 local breweries for some special behind-the-scenes tours, talks with the master brewers, and, of course, tasting of their signature brews. While on the bus, you'll hear stories and learn about the history of beer. Plus, you'll get some music from the Radio Memphis Library. Go to memphisbrewbus.com and find them on Facebook. The Memphis Brew Bus. We'll drive you to drink.
Right, so here it is. A couple of weeks ago, some lawyers representing the Sandy Hook families, they're suing Alex Jones because he has said in the past that he thought that the Sandy Hook shooting was staged, it was fake. They were crisis actors that showed up on TV. It was a big cover-up. It was a way to, it was a, he likes to use the term false flag, in a way to defend the sales of guns. He's an ultra-conservative conspiracy theorist, right-wing nut job. And he's crazy. He really is. He's just, I'm not a doctor, but I don't know that crazy is a medical term. If it helps it answer. Any rate, his deposition is several hours long. It was released onto YouTube by the attorneys representing those families at Sandy Hook who were suing him because he said those children never died. There is something to be said for the madness that you're going to hear here in a little while. The law firm Castor Lynch Farrar and Ball LLP are the ones that released the video. The Washington Post was so kind to go through it and put together a kind of a key points thing, of which I'm basically going to play in its entirety. It's about 10 minutes long, but there's no way that I could just break this up and just kind of guide you through it. I'd go nuts. I'd lose my marbles. You would too. But to hear it in one thing is pretty remarkable. He's refused to acknowledge whether his actions had added to the grief and distress of those who had lost loved ones in that shooting at Sandy Hook. And he claimed the lawsuits filed against him were retaliatory for Hillary Clinton's failed presidential bid in the 2016 election. Yeah, that's from Katie Mettler, who is the writer of the article for the Washington Post. How do we get here? How did this all happen? I don't have those answers for you. I really don't. When shown short video clips of himself from his own TV show, Jones continuously claimed that they had been manipulated or taken out of context. You're gonna hear that. You're gonna hear the audio clip of what they played him, and then I think it was manipulated. He's insane. Now, of course, he now acknowledges that he believes the shootings did happen and that children were killed, even after years of calling the event a hoax, and survivors were nothing more than crisis actors. He didn't have any evidence for that, of course, but he does say he still believes there was a cover-up. What is it? What are they covering up? Hillary's lost bid for the presidency? Are you fucking kidding me? Really? And I tell you something else, and we'll play it. He has this thing where he talks incessantly about the, quote, mainstream media. I know there's buzzwords and there's things like that exist out there. And fake news is another one. I'm tired of hearing about that. But the buzzword being mainstream media is really, I don't know how best to say it. It's stupid. It really is. I don't know what you would call mainstream media now. I would assume that it's nothing more than a reference to the alphabets, right? It's the ABCs, the CBS, the NBCs, the Fox, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, all of that. That's mainstream media, I guess. But there's other sources of media, you see. There's other sources of news. Some are left-leaning, some are right-leaning. Some are fairly much down the middle of the road, although rare. There is global news services like the BBC. Our friends over at FSN that run on Radio Memphis, that's feature story news. There's a ton of it. And I don't know how you classify mainstream media when this guy, when Alex Jones and his InfoWars idiots had put together this channel, this on-demand thing that happens online, where it's just him barking about conspiracy theories. And I tell you what happened. This is my theory on this. And it is my theory of why Alex Jones even exists. First, his mother loved his father very much. Okay. The reason why this happened is that here's this guy, this Texas guy. He didn't have much going for him, but he could really spin a yarn, and he was pretty good at it, right? So he goes on, he gets, I don't know, gets probably some dumbass radio show somewhere, and he does fairly good with it, and he's spewing this stuff knowing that it's complete bullshit. It goes along the same lines as the idea that what's his nuts, Rush Limbaugh, is secretly a Democrat and hates Republicans, and he only does this because he knows that he'll get a lot of listeners. It's that idea. But eventually, you do it long enough, you start believing in your own shit. You really do. And I think that's what happened to Jones. Because as you're going to hear in a little while, he blames his mistaken thought that this stuff was fake on a quote-unquote psychosis. So I don't know. Does the guy need medical help? Probably. Does he need to be taken off the air? I don't know. He's not in your mainstream media, if you will. Sure, YouTube has kicked him off of their platform. Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, all those that I've mentioned, they've kicked him all off. His followers, who are the most dangerous of these people, have said that was a violation of free speech. No, it's not. You're still allowed to say whatever it is you want to say it. But the people that run these companies, like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they're not beholden to federal regulations to that extent. If they don't like what you're saying, they can kick you off of there. But nothing is stopping you from creating your own channel to compete. See the beauty of it? So those of you that are listening to this that think that Alex Jones and InfoWars is worth anything, you're wrong. Okay, you're partly wrong. What it's worth to me is us poking fun at it. So here it is. These are some selected moments from like 3 hours of depositional testimony of Alex Jones, answering to some attorneys that represent the families of Sandy Hook victims. Here it is. We'll talk a little bit more about it on the other side of it.
Over the course of Sandy Hook, you've questioned the official story. You've had serious doubts that the official story was true.
I've always, from the beginning, had questions about any big public event that's hyped up, because so many times parts of it are being covered up, or things are being staged, or they're not letting a good crisis go to waste. And sometimes things are completely made up, like the babies in the incubators, mm-hmm. which is admitted. And I'm saying, no, I questioned it up front. The public questioned it. And then as I had time to go over, a lot of the anomalies turned out to not be accurate, and I believe school shootings happen.
By the end of 2014, you had personally done intensive research, and you concluded it was all fake, correct?
Still objection as to form.
The specific areas I was talking about being fake, not in a totality. I wrongly have said in the past, off of news reports that I was relying on, that the children were going around with their hands up at the school when it was the firehouse. And that's one of the main anomalies that turned out to not be true, and the reason I changed my mind about a lot of things. I remember that they were saying it was the most sealed case ever, and that it was in the news that there were all these lawsuits about unsealing things, and that the records and the redacted police reports, I mean, this report you give me is almost all blacked out. This is what people were talking about. And so I can't accurately answer off of edited tapes. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. So I'm trying to answer your questions.
You ever try to order a death certificate? They're $20. Anybody can get any one of them. Do you ever try?
As I've told you, when we went off news reports and other people that were investigating, we did not ourselves investigate Sandy Hook.
These aren't comedy skits. This is journalism.
Yes. Well, okay. This is punditry, because I wear a journalist hat, punditry hat, satire hat, just reading news, just being a news reader. I mean, I do that as well. Okay. So I do a lot of things.
Sure.
But when I was covering Sandy Hook, I was genuinely trying to get at the truth of it.
You've done mocking imitations of Sandy Hook parents crying, correct?
No.
I want to play you a video clip, too, from September 24th, 2014, and November 11th, 2016. Will you play the video clip called Crying?
And then you've got parents laughing, going, and then they walk over to the camera and go, and I mean, not just one, but a bunch of parents doing this. Then we see footage of one of the reported fathers of the victims, Robbie Parker, doing classic acting training, where he's laughing and joking, and they say, hey, we're live, and he goes, oh. And maybe that's real. I'm sure it is.
You realize now you were mocking the difficult emotional reactions of people who provably lost their children.
No, I was not mocking. I was showing what people were questioning. It was not to mock the parents. It was showing why people were questioning. It's you that is projecting, mocking onto it. I was showing what he did. The media currently and then says Jones is saying it. Jones is sending people and then never showing me saying, don't go investigate it. I believe mass shootings happened and I'm sorry. And some of the anomalies we were told were wrong. And I've said it, I've probably been saying that 4 years.
Okay.
And then the media, the corporate media, wants to use it to, I guess, bring back up gun control or anti-free speech stuff, whatever it is. And so it continues to do that over and over again. Sandy Hook is not my identity. I covered it less than 0.1% until Hillary gave her alt-right speech. And then there were thousands of articles saying Jones is doing this, Jones is sending people there. And it kind of restarted a big resurgence. I had people on the street saying, how dare you not say it happened. We don't think it happened. It's a big thing. There's like spray painted on the walls of, here in Austin on the side of the highway that, Sandy Hook was staged. That's a big thing in the internet. And so the media, Hillary made it this huge thing. Like when she said Pepe the Frog was a white supremacist. And that made Pepe the Frog the white supremacist because she had a lot of power at that point in the news. And so I've been trying to say particularly, hey, it's not my identity. And I believe it happened. And I'm sorry for any pain you've had. But I'm not going to be Sandy Hook man and then take what everybody else did as if what people said and done is all me, and then I'm kind of like the sin eater, and it's all put on me when that's not my identity. I mean, this idea, I know they have shows like Homeland and things, where it's supposedly Alex Jones, and then he does all these things. That's not a real person. That's an actor. And then kind of the media fantasizes that they're fighting this big boogeyman that's on Homeland, and that's not who I am.
You don't believe the official story of Sandy Hook. You think there was cover-up? You think there was manipulation? You think that there is some sinister thing going on?
I think children died. I believe mass shootings happened. They just had one in Brazil, a tragedy. And I believe it's a crisis. And I go back to the point of all gun owners being collectively blamed, then it's traumatic. And so people go and they find anomalies. And then I've kind of retrospectively gone back and seen how I did believe that stuff. And then I go back and I've now studied more, actually, the real anomalies. And it's just the school system and government trying to cover its rear end from liability. And so there definitely has been there's been a cover-up of the events. And I think there's a lot of evidence showing there could have been a second shooter. There is the helicopter footage of the man in the woods. I still have questions about Sandy Hook, but I know people that know some of the Sandy Hook families. They say, no, it's real. People I think are credible. And so over the years, I've, especially as it became a huge issue, had time to really retrospectively think about it. And as the whole thing matured, had a chance to believe that children died, and it's a tragedy, but there are still real anomalies in the attempt to basically keep it blacked out, that generally when you see that in government, something's being covered up.
If somebody came to you about your murdered child and said your murdered child wasn't actually murdered, he was stolen by aliens, and lied to you about that, that's upsetting, right?
Yeah.
Can you now admit that you've done an outrageous wrong to these parents? Can you admit that?
The mainstream media is who always takes it, makes it a huge issue, and then says that I'm saying it and gets me to respond. And it's lawyers like you and people that glom onto this for fame that then try to get the fame and then say that I'm the person that's promoting it. And it's obscene in my view.
So that's no.
No, I genuinely questioned, and I think the government and media that's been caught lying so much has created an atmosphere where people don't know what's true.
So you do not believe that you've done an outrageous wrong to these parents?
I've not done an outrageous wrong to the parents. If I had it all over to do, I'd have done a better job, but I didn't do it on purpose, be malicious. And everybody wanted to have debates about it, and I said years ago, like probably 5 years ago, I said, no more of this. I'm sick of it. It's a tar baby. I think it probably happened. And then we'd see stuff and the cover-up and them never releasing documents. And the Hartford Current saying, looks like a cover-up's going on. We don't think it's a hoax. And so just, it's a tar baby. I'm sick of it. And so that's why I made so many apologies and statements that I'm sorry, that I was even ever covering it. Because I don't want it to be my identity. I'm tired of it. I am not the only person to question Sandy Hook. And I legitimately asked those questions because I had concerns. And I resent the fact that the media and the corporate lawyers and the establishment, the Democratic Party, has tried to make this my identity, brought it out, constantly repeated it, tricked me into debating it with them so they could say that I was injuring people. And I see the parties that continue to bring this up and drag these families through the mud as the real villains, the conscious villains attempting to destroy the First Amendment in the process. I do not consider myself to be that villain. I could have done a better job in hindsight. I've apologized for that, but I've seen the very same corporate media and lawyers continue to say that I'm saying all these things and exaggerating and using it against the First Amendment. I think that's very dangerous and despicable. I've seen the real disingenuousness and the fact that this is all just cold-blooded, fit because Hillary lost the election. I mean, I know this. When Hillary lost, a light switch went on. I've never been sued, and I got sued a bunch. Well, sometimes people claim they've been hurt, and they haven't been. So you have to look at the agenda behind things. You have to balance things about why has the mainstream media lied so much? Why have governments lied so much? The fact that the public doesn't believe what they're told anymore. And are we going to criminalize questioning Jussie Smollett or WMDs or babies in incubators? And it really is the fact that we've allowed the government and institutions to become so corrupt that people lost any compass of what's real. And I've, myself have, almost had like a form of psychosis back in the past where I basically thought everything was staged, even though I've now learned a lot of times things aren't staged. So, I think as a pundit and someone giving opinion that, my opinions have been wrong, but they were never wrong consciously to hurt people. And so I think it's part of that process of me growing up in Rockwall, Texas, and watching the police steal drugs and then conduct anti-drug programs at the school. I think that shook my opinion of police in general, and I was very anti-law enforcement until I grew up and learned more things, and now I'm pretty much pro-police. So it's been a process.
You said false things about Sandy Hook because of the psychosis.
Well, I'm going to say,
correct?
Well, I'm just saying that the trauma of the media and the corporations lying so much, then everything begins, you don't trust anything anymore. Okay. Kind of like a child whose parents lie to them over and over again, well, pretty soon they don't know what reality is. So long before these lawsuits, I said that in the past, I thought everything was a conspiracy, and I would kind of get into that mass groupthink of the communities that were out there saying that. So now I see that it's more in the middle, and so that's where I stand.
I'm a little concerned about something I heard in your answer. Mr. Jones, are you finally prepared to admit that you have indeed caused these families a substantial amount of pain? Are you prepared to admit that?
I am not prepared to sign on to whatever you and the mainstream media make up about me.
All right, Mr. Jones, that'll have to be it.
Hi, this is Reverend Oma from the Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop. The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical needs, such as candles, gemstones, herbs, gifts, and more. We now also stock CBD oil, vape kits, lotion, and edibles. The Broom Closet is also host to monthly workshops, rituals, and drum circles for those interested in conscious living. The Broom Closet is the only place to get your cards read by me, Reverend Oma, or one of our other amazing readers. Discover the Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop in historic downtown Memphis or online at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet. Let us help you light your path.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
What I do find amusing, I don't know, in a sick sort of way, is somehow, I don't get this, somehow Saturday Night Live has been the go-to thing to see what everybody thinks about the rest of the world. How is that? How is this? Saturday Night Live ceased to be funny years ago. And that's a fact. That's it's my opinion, but it's kind of a fact. Every once in a while, they'll stumble into a little bit of comedy, and there you go. After the first season, the thing went to shit. Everybody knows that. Yeah, there were some great actors that came out of it, and there was a lot of funny stuff that came out of it. But now we sit here and we look at Saturday Night Live and what they're satirizing, and they're saying this is a reflection of what's going on in society today. Is this true? Is this reality? Is it really what it's supposed to be? No, I don't think so, because quite frankly, Lorne Michaels quit doing anything really good a long time ago, and SNL sucks.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
I don't know that I have much more to add about the Alex Jones thing. I really don't. Aside from this, those of you that live in Memphis, or those of you that don't live in Memphis and want to see something kind of fascinating, go to YouTube and search Alex Jones Memphis Pyramid. Yeah, that's somebody who's clearly unhinged. I'm not even going to elaborate beyond that. I don't want to give any more airtime to the guy than he rightfully deserves. I wanted to do this piece, especially once I saw the deposition and stuff that had been released. And my thanks to the Washington Post for going through the effort of editing that bit of audio that you heard, and all of that fun stuff. And the attorneys for putting that out. they were asked why did you release that? That's typically not done. Why did you release this video? They said, well, since Jones likes to try his cases against him in the eye of public opinion, we figured we'd do it in the real gusto of transparency, and that's what he's dealing with. So, at any rate, that came from Castor Lynch Farrar and Ball LLP, attorneys representing the families of the deceased from Sandy Hook and the school shooting there. Also, Katie Mettler, the contributor for the Washington Post, for the story that led to this. So my thanks to all of you for doing that, and my thanks to those of you who have managed to sit through that without dry heaving. I kind of did. The first time I heard it, I'm like, oh, this is wrong. This is horrible. I must do this. I must put this on the show. And everybody else is like, why do you want to do this? Because I like shining a light on the stupid. That's why. I really do. I like shining a light on the idiocy that is surrounding us. Those of you who know me know that I speak of what it's like to try and be reasonable. And if we try to be reasonable about all things, then it seems to me that the answers that we're looking for also come from a place of reason. Not having a reason, but having reason. There's a difference. People need to understand that. I mean, my God, look around us. Look what we're dealing with right now. And this, all this stuff about... about the president and all the stuff about what's happening in Congress. And these people, what was it? They were talking about Joe Biden potentially running for the presidency in 2020. And said, well, you know, there's this accusation out there that he may have inappropriately groped a woman. And I'm sitting here thinking, this is what you got? Okay. This is look what's in the White House right now. I'm not a Trump fan. Never have been, never will. This is a guy who's admittedly paid off two people for having sex with him. Poorly, I know, but still. But that's fine. I don't get it. It's difficult. We live in strange and difficult times, my friends. And the bringing down of Alex Jones may be just part of the fun. I don't know. I'm hoping you got a little something out of it as much as I did. I got to go. You heard what's coming up next time on the program. Until then, please take care of yourself. Take care of one another. For God's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.